informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Looking for a little taste of Mexico? Well, you'll find it at Taquiera Viva Mexico, located at 1740 Drew Street in Clearwater, at the corner of Drew Street and Saturn Avenue. Give them a call at 727-286-6209. They deliver with Grubhub and Uber Eats. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's authentic Mexican food at Taquiera Viva Mexico. See their ad in the BCC coupon book.
Chili is now in Clearwater, Florida, with restaurant, dine-in, drive-thru, delivery, and catering. Always made fresh daily, and we only use full-size all-beef hot dogs.
Cincinnati, Cincinnati Chili Company.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Wow, and welcome to our show here in downtown Clearwater. Right now, I got to my right, my assistant host, Tony Petrowski. Say hi to everybody.
I'm actually the host of the show. That guy, this kid right here is talking, he's already, and only 13.
You're not 13, you're 8 and a half.
No,
quit pushing it.
I'm talking about you.
Okay, well, I'm Alex Petrowski, and I'm going to be helping Brian today. Brian's got some big shoes to fill when I got Brian out there in the lobby making phone calls and getting people on the air. Hang on, son. And who is my guest to the left?
Yeah. My name's Carlos Cabreja.
Hey, Carlos, what do you do for a living?
I'm with Coldwell Banker in Palm Harbor.
You're with Coldwell Banker?
Coldwell Banker Realty in Palm Harbor.
Oh, okay, good. You're a real estate guy.
I am. I've been doing this for 17 years.
What is real estate
in Colorado? And then I just moved here about 9 months ago.
Well, real estate means that demand helps people buy and sell homes and buy and sell property. buy and sell businesses. So when you get old enough to buy a house, you can go see Carlos and he'll help you find a mansion.
Well, how many houses have you sold so far?
Over 17 years, hundreds
wow.
of houses.
Well, that was a good question.
All right, and if you help, I have a quick sponsor.
Well, to what Tony's talking about here, folks, is he's been a very good boy this week at school, and he's got
an elf pet. It's the Elf Pet Saber. I highly recommend it. It is used in most houses. Elf Pet Saber, buy it at your local Walmart. You
yes, that's
get
true.
It there.
That's true. So let us talk about real estate for a few minutes. So where is your territory? Palm Harbor or anywhere?
Pretty much Palm Harbor, Dunedin, Safety Harbor. I live up off of Highway 19 and Curlew, so I kind of focus my energies in that area within about 20 miles. In a circumference.
All right, well, that's a strong neighborhood, Curlew and US 19. We happen to live in that circle of influence, don't we? We live real close to Suncoast Sports up there in US 19.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yeah, we actually do.
So what's your dog's name?
Gingerbread.
Well, he's got a little elf pet toy. We named him Gingerbread last night. So we got a lot to talk about today here on the Brian Cash Claus Coupon Show here in Clearwater, Florida.
That wasn't me.
We got to talk about some of our coupons that are in the book today. Hey, Tammy, do you have anybody that's special that you want me to talk about? Silence. So let's talk more about real estate. What's going on with the real estate market? Is it still strong?
Can you guys hear me?
Put your head.
There's going to be some changes. Interest rates are falling. I expect to see some people selling their homes because of the increase in property insurance rates. But nevertheless, Florida is a very desirable state to live in. You're going to see a lot of influx coming from the north and the west because of the lower taxes and the non-existent state income tax. So I don't think any of you who have purchased a home in the last few years are going to lose anything. If the price has dropped, I don't believe they're going to drop by very much.
Well, I work for a man that he dabbles in real estate, and we've seen a lot of people from up north coming down paying prices that we don't think are reasonable. They're paying crazy numbers for some of these places. People are paying crazy numbers for real estate right now. Is that still going on?
They are. It's actually starting to stabilize a little bit. I've seen it out west in Colorado, where I'm originally from, where we had 200% and 300% increases in property prices. So I think, as I mentioned earlier, you're going to see some stabilization. And I still don't think you're going to see a lot of people that are going to go underwater, because I think you live in a very desirable, beautiful state.
No, that's good to know. Good to hear. That's encouraging for people moving here and people that have lived here for a while. I talked to one young man. He was a little discouraged because he said, Dad, 2 years ago, a house was $150,000, $200,000. Now that same house is $350,000 or $400,000. How am I going to ever afford it? And I says, well, it's where we live.
That's how you get money.
Raise your prices and what you do, and it'll all work out together. It'll all come together. And then you've got to look for the deals. You know, there's people that want to move into houses, move in ready, but there's also people out there with a hammer and some paint and a little bit of elbow grease, and they can go and rehab a house. Because there's a lot of those out there.
I think it's really important for people to have an agent that is familiar with repossessions and foreclosures. HUD homes that are going to be coming on the market, I think that's where you're going to get some pretty good deals. And especially cash buyers will get some wonderful opportunities to pick up houses for wonderful prices, especially if they get to go through a short sales negotiation with the lenders. That'll be a wonderful opportunity for people to make a considerable amount of money if they're patient and willing to put some sweat equity into these properties.
There you go. Well, you're listening to the Brian Cash Claus Coupon Show. We're here every Thursday at 5 o'clock. And we've got some advertisers here in the book that we're going to talk about. One of the folks I've seen every month, month after month, week after week, is A Absolute Tree Service. I actually know these guys, Gene and Brent, over there at A Absolute Tree Service. They're headquartered here in Dunedin, but they also have trucks that cover the entire area. I know they were doing some emergency rescue down south with some of the storm victims down there. So these guys get around and they do a very good job. But they've got an offer on the front page of the BCC coupon book. It's $100 off any job over $500. So if you have any tree work at your home, give the guys a call. You can reach them at 727-442-2901. That's Tree Services by A Absolute Tree Service, 727-442-2901. Another one that I really like is Our Place Restaurant. They've got two locations, one on Main Street, and they also got one on South Missouri. You get $5 off a $30 or more order. So go and enjoy some dinner over there at Our Place Restaurant. They're located on Main Street, and they're also located on Missouri Avenue. And they've got a really nice coupon right inside the front page. It's $5 off any $30 meal or more. Folks, you got to pick up this book and sit down. You know, rather than watch the TV tonight, go through and really look at these local business people. There's a lot of strong, strong business people. I knew Beacon Windows. They've been up there. Oh, my goodness gracious. Beacon Windows has been around forever. And that lady, oh, my God, she is amazing.
Uh-oh.
What's going on? We are blowing up the place today, folks. These guys, no, there's no control here. Absolutely no control. Those sliding glass doors by Beacon Windows, they have got a service where rather than you going and buying brand new windows. What is that? What is that?
There's a phone in there.
Cell phone. Mr. Prankster, he's going to be sitting outside in a minute. That was Tony, the 8-year-old that wants to be a DJ here at WTAN Radio in Clearwater. And he was a good boy in school today. So all that extra energy he had in school, he's now using here at the radio station. And just a moment ago, we had a huge banner put up right behind us here at the radio show. So if you can tune in, hey, Mr. Engineer, how can they tune in and watch us on the internet? Mr. Engineer, where are you? How can people tune into us on the internet? How can people turn into us on the internet?
They can see us on tantalknetwork.com or on YouTube at Tantalk Radio Network.
So somebody can go on YouTube right now and watch us crazies in here in the room, huh? Wow,
yes,
modern technology.
Yes.
Back in the old days, you had to come in and watch and look through the window. Well, we got a great book here. I was talking about Brian Cash Claw's coupon book. This is a treasure chest of value, folks. When I'm out in the Dunedin, Palm Harbor, Clearwater area, up in East Lake Woodlands, I need to get a sandwich. I'll pull into a local restaurant, a local gas station, a 7-Eleven, a Circle K, and grab one of these books and go have lunch. Save 20%, save $5, save $10. My wife and I went out to a restaurant the other day.
That's my seat.
A few years ago, it would have been $19. It was $36. I almost had a heart attack. We're going back to eating hot dogs and hamburgers for lunch. But anyway, Brian Cash Claws can help you. Brian Cash Claws coupon book is located in, like, I think it's like 1,500 different locations countywide.
Here's what I need you to do, Carl, is put you to the test. Do
we can
a
hear
commercial
you, Brian.
For them.
We can hear everything you're saying, Brian.
Do a commercial. You can do it.
The Brian Cash Claws
seconds.
Coupon books. We got
yes.
Mr. Submarine
way,
in there. We've got Lovin' Chicago Style Stone Baked Pizza. We got Brenda's on the Causeway. We got CNC Meat Market. We got Dan's Landscaping. Well, can't eat Dan's Landscaping, folks, but he does a really nice job in taking care of your yard. Right in the middle of the book, we got Spencer's Western World. You need boots, you need leather belts, you need country western wear.
I have a question.
What's your question?
Well, this is for everyone out there. Who can answer it? Well, what is everyone for you guys to solve? What is 10 times 10 times 10 times 10?
A lot.
10,000.
It's a lot.
If you can answer... send a letter here, and we'll see what your answer is.
Well, I'll tell you what, Brian. If anybody listening, right now we've got some extra appointments. We'll give away some free irrigation appointments. Anybody calls in, just tell them, give us your name, address, and telephone number. We'll send our tech out. That's over at Sun City Lawn Irrigation and Happy Homes and Yards.
The first people to answer that question gets a free irrigation thing.
All right, can you see if my vines?
Hey, Brian, I'm going to step out for a few minutes. Can you take over for here?
Oh, no, it's okay what he's doing. It's fine. He's being a kid. That's fine. Anyhow, what we do is once a month we let him, because he's, and when he does good in school, we allow him to come here.
All right, and anybody out there listening, if you want to check us out on Facebook, go to BCC Coupon Books, LLC.
Very good. So you're ready to do it? Give it a shot. It'll be your first. Okay, go ahead. Ready? Wait. You don't do it until you get action. You gotta wait for action, my friend. All right?
Get on your mark.
Wait.
Get set.
Action. If I wanted a smoothie, the best smoothie place I would go to would be Sunset Smoothies and Ice Cream on Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin. Don't miss out on opportunity to get some of this wonderful confectionery delight, handmade by caring people. Sunset Smoothies and Ice Cream, 2606 Bayshore Boulevard, which is alternate 19 in Dunedin. Support your local businesses. These people would really appreciate it.
Wow. Hey,
I'm impressed.
I'm impressed.
Wow. You got your next.
You never. You know what I noticed you do that I don't do? You never said It was just smooth, like it was one take. What do you think, huh?
I'm impressed. You can tell he does a lot of speaking.
Yes, you're a speaker.
I can communicate.
You never said. You just were smooth. Very good.
I just think that, you know, we should try to be consistent and flow with the words. So.
It was very good.
Yeah.
So what do you think of that, Alex?
I'm impressed.
Give me my mic back.
Yes, it's okay. Alex, it's fine. Okay? All right, and it's so what I was going to say.
I'm in parent therapy right now, folks.
It's not fun.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm hearing everything.
I need it back.
I can hear me. Testing 1, 2, 7, 11, 26, 32. I can hear me on my mic.
Can you hear?
Can you hear us in there, boss?
No. Which one's you?
We got a thumbs up, so they can hear us in there. So life is good. Life is good. So here we are in Clearwater, Florida. If you listen to us on the internet, at WTAN Radio, 1340 on your AM dial here in Clearwater. I know we got a bunch of FM stations tied in with us now. Lola's gone and made the investment to make this a stronger, more powerful station, both AM and FM. So if you'd like to advertise with us, give Brian Cash Claus a call. His phone number at his office is 727-804-6082. Brian's number is 804.
So, thank you, but I'd like you to explain to us where you think the real estate market will be in the next 6 months to a year.
So interest rates are falling. They've fallen for the third week in a row, and the Fed just announced that they're going to be incremental changes in the prime lending rate. I fully expect prices to stabilize, and then I would expect to see more properties come on the market, maybe at lower prices. You know, lower prices aren't necessarily a bad thing, because it gives people who have been in the game for some time trying to save money and buy a home the opportunity to be a first-time home buyer. I think everyone should have the opportunity to be a first-time home buyer. And if prices are so high they can't afford it, then they won't be able to do that. So that's where I think the real estate market's going to go. All of you who've already purchased a home, I wouldn't worry. I don't think you're going to lose that much. I really don't think your prices are going to deflate like they did back, 2006, 7, and 8.
Hey, and we're going to have another phone guest here joining us in just a second here. We're going to have James come in here, hopefully in just a minute. But anything else? So, how's the market right now?
Well, it's becoming a buyer's market, that's for sure. You're getting more and more people putting their houses on the market.
Hello, this is James.
Yep, no James, sorry. Yep, no James right now. So, keep going. I'm curious to know.
Well, I mean, it's I don't think you're going to see increases like you've been seeing due to the higher interest rates and the economy being what it is. I think it's prices are definitely going to stabilize, and I think more people will be able to afford a home. And it's important for those first-time home buyers. I mean, people who've really tried hard to save money deserve that opportunity. And if it's so expensive they can't afford it, you know, they won't get that opportunity. Not too many college graduates can afford a $400,000 or $500,000.
That's for sure. I can tell you that.
But I'll tell you, a $200,000 or $300,000 home, I could sell those all day long, and I've sold quite a few in my day.
All right.
So,
thank you for being here, Carlos.
I'm enjoying it.
Great. That's awesome. So, Carlos, how can someone get in contact with you?
Well, I work for Coldwell Banker in Palm Harbor, and feel free to give me a call if you'd like. My number is 720-212-7890. That's actually a Colorado prefix because, again, as I'd mentioned, I've been an agent in Colorado for 17 years, and I just moved here about 9 months ago.
All right. Well, I am holding some very delicious-smelling food right now from Piper's Pizza in Palm Harbor.
You want to guess what that is? Looking at it?
I'm guessing that's going to be a chicken parmesan.
Yes. Yeah, that's my New York friend.
That is beautiful. One of Brian's favorites, and it smells so good.
We got steak and cheese out there.
Oh, man.
And then we got what else? We got pizza supreme.
We got meatballs.
Meatballs. Yeah, this is how we try to do it at the show all the time, because this way it encourages people to come.
I'll be back just for the free food.
Do you know how many people
smells
say that?
Great, man. Looks good.
Yeah. So can we tell the story what happened with Luna, because it's a success story? So tell them like how you called me and what happened.
Well, out of the blue, I'd spoken to you about buying some coupons, and this friend of yours wanted to speak to me about a situation where she owns a home with someone else, and they're going their separate ways, apparently. But she needs to get out of it, so I can help her, and I just need to meet with both of them and look at the condition of the property. I've already pulled up public records and history on it, so I know what it's worth. They will do pretty well. They've only owned the property for 3 years, and they'll double their money easily.
Well, so, guess what this is, real quick. Whoa.
That is a meat lover's pizza. And it looks
supreme, though.
Delicious.
You see the vegetables?
Yeah.
And you know what
supreme.
He does?
You're right.
What he does different, how do you get this point across that Piper's does different? Is they hand cut their vegetables every 2 days.
No kidding.
No cans.
I love fresh cut vegetables on my pizza.
What? Well, you want to take that with you? You can.
I will.
Okay.
But thank you very much. I won't starve tonight. There goes my girlish figure.
There you go.
I think it is the first world healthiest pizza I've ever seen. That's the first healthy pizza I've ever seen.
Well, good. You're doing a good job, Tony.
Yeah, he is.
And we're very proud of you that you're doing good in school. Okay? And this is how you get rewarded. You get to come on the radio. So you keep up the good work. Now, if you don't do good in school, what happens?
I'm not going to be the host anymore.
No, you'll always be in the house, but you won't be on the radio.
Yeah, I won't be in the house.
Right. Anyhow, so I was going to say, so anyhow, can I just tell the story a little bit?
Sure.
Tell me how
you may know more about it than I do. I'm just looking at the real estate, the property side of it.
For me to have someone, you know, I haven't seen her in at least 6 months, and she really is a good friend of mine. My son had an apartment right next door to hers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so every time I went over to my son's house, I would see her.
Right.
And then they would eat dinner. Like, she would make dinner for my son, and they would all eat there, like a family-type deal. And then we would eat at my son's house. So, like, it was like a family, even though she's my friend.
Right, right.
But what is the odds of her? This is the thing. I haven't seen her in over 6 months. Her coming over and asking me, do you know of someone with real estate that can help me?
That's what I do.
And then
man.
That was a half hour before I got off the phone from you.
Yeah.
What is the odds of that, though?
Very, very slim. I just think maybe it was heaven sent. You know, my boss is the big guy upstairs, and I'm all about helping people. I'm not in this business to make money. I don't need the money. I know you may not hear people say that every day. I mean, I need to live, but I'm not trying to get rich. I get a lot more satisfaction out of helping people keep the most important part of their life, which is their home. I don't understand why there are agents out there, and not a lot of them, I don't think, but that aren't always honest about what they share with their clients. I think it's very important to treat people like you want to be treated.
Do you know who the number one realtor was in Iowa for 4 years in a row?
I don't. I have researched. I have researched.
And guess what disability she had?
What was that?
She was blind.
No kidding.
So, like, you know how, like, if you say it, it's true, right? Mm-hmm. But if I say it to you, maybe you might doubt it. But you say it is true. So she would go by where the pool is and say, hey, how does the pool look? What do you like about it? Instead of saying, this is a beautiful pool, because of course she couldn't do
that
because she couldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In other words, see it through the client's eyes.
Absolutely. Very important to be able to understand what clients are looking for.
Being blind is not a superpower.
And to listen to them. Blind, many of the complaints I've heard from people is that their agents won't listen to them, won't respond to their calls or text messages. I'm notorious for responding within a matter of seconds because I pay attention to this stuff.
I know.
And again, I'm not here. You know, I've done just fine in my life. I don't need anything else.
Right.
I just want to help people. I really, really want to help people stay in their home if possible. I have a lot of experience in short sales and foreclosures, negotiating with banks. I'm a certified negotiation expert. And I think it's important that people have somebody on their side that isn't all about the money. It's not the money. It's about helping your fellow human being. People helping people. And that's Brian's motto. Standing before my maker, that's exactly why I'm here to do.
Right, the way I say it, because I have it memorized.
Mm-hmm.
So it's stop trying to get what you want.
Exactly.
And help others get what they want.
Totally, totally agree.
What would you be doing if you were doing a deal with someone and you said yes to it? What does the word yes mean to you?
Well, it means that they agree to what I have presented, I would think. I'm not sure. What would you think the word yes?
I would think it's affirmative. It means we're going forward.
Yes.
And it means it's a deal.
It's a deal, right.
Right, in our terminology, right?
Right, right.
Right, and if you said to someone, yes,
mm-hmm.
how can they turn around and, like, if you immediately say yes to someone, there's no way they can say that you're not going forward. Who would hear the word yes and still try to make it into an argument?
I
don't know.
If you said yes,
I'm talking about the mother of my child.
No, if you say yes,
I'm trying to get some therapy here.
I'm not going there.
What does that mean?
If
yes.
You said yes to them.
It's all how they interpret it, and are they listening?
Are they listening?
Probably do this. If they say yes to something, and then they get mad at you for doing something that they said yes to, well, go to Egypt, find a lamp, rub it, grab a genie, ask them to read people's minds.
Wow. My goodness, I don't know where. This food is beautiful. And this is from
Piper's.
Piper's, my goodness.
Well, why don't we have you do a commercial for Piper's since you did such a good one?
I'll
be commercial number two.
I'll certainly.
You got to tilt it, though.
Yeah. But I don't want to spill the sauce on you.
Oh, that's true, too. Unbelievable. Do you know what I want to do with this?
What?
I'm making this commitment on air. I want to buy 20 of those where he charges us.
Yes.
And then we're going to do a big meatball party here.
All right.
Oh, man.
All right, so there'll be 20.
Guys, have you ever?
So if
let's do it.
10 people come, you each get 2 meatballs.
Oh, man. I don't think I can eat one of those meatballs.
Do you see the look to it, too?
Yeah.
With the little green stuff on top?
Goodness,
do you know what that green stuff is?
If parsley?
You
had
parsley.
Parsley, see? You're a smart cat.
No, I just know how to eat.
Unbelievable. Would you like to taste it? Just taste it?
No, thank you very much. I'm good.
Okay. But anyhow, it's pretty neat, huh?
It's very neat. Everything's very cool.
Now, this guy here, right here, he's Well, he just walked by. 27-year Air Force man.
Really? God bless him.
God bless him. He protects our country. And what I learned from him was he does an Entrepreneur Hour show that I help out with. And what it is we like to talk to businesses that made mistakes.
How old is God?
Really?
So you think, what a concept.
How old is God?
I don't know.
Pretty
old.
Well, let's ask this. What do you guys think? Send a note to see what you think how old God is.
Yes, it's infinite.
Infinity. Really?
Somebody already sent a note.
Forever each way.
What was I saying?
We were talking about businesses that have made mistakes.
Right.
And I'm willing to bring it out.
Right. So I had this lady that was on last week, right? She owned a laundromat, and she talked about how she had the wrong partner. And the partner was coming in the middle of the night taking the change.
Oh, man.
It's like, and she didn't know what to do. And then, you know, one of the biggest things with laundromats is that it's fixing them. So an Air Force pilot that she's been with for over 30 years became, you know, it was a relationship. It was perfect. Guess what he could do?
Fix the laundromat.
And then she told me a story where she got into the hair salon. This is all bad, too, right, you think? But she opened up a hair salon business. So guess what someone did that was partners with her that she bought out?
What are you here?
What?
Opened up a hair salon in the next plaza.
A hair salon?
Oh, she never thought to get... What you could do is you can get what is called exclusive rights for a 3-mile radius.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
She forgot to put that in the contract.
With the city or the whoever the zoning authority would be.
Right.
They can do
so
that.
Do you see that as a mistake?
Yeah, I do.
And then the lady ended up going out of business anyway.
Did she, sadly?
So, not her. The one that would try to go against her.
Oh, okay. You know, I'm glad that she prevailed. I'm really big on when you get dealt lemons, making lemonade.
Wow.
And like in real estate, you know, transactions are so convoluted. The more convoluted and the more complicated it is, the more I enjoy it. I'm a college graduate. I love solving problems. And that, to me, is one of the most challenging, fun parts
Remember
of my
I
job.
Said that to you, Timmy? If someone loves what they do, they've never worked a day in their life.
Absolutely,
yeah.
So if someone came into our industry and said, I hate sales, would you hire that person to be any part of the sales department?
Of course not. I don't think they would be what I'm looking for, but they might fit in another role. I'd be open-minded to looking at the other possibilities.
Right, but you wouldn't put someone that's in the sales position to be dealing with people in sales that said, I hate sales.
Hey.
I don't believe I would.
Right.
I don't.
Okay.
Would you?
No. Can you pass me that?
We also want to wish Floyd a happy birthday today.
Where's Floyd?
He's hiding.
Let's get Floyd. Can we do a happy birthday song to Floyd?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joa's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress. And a good Thursday afternoon to you all. Tampa Bay, 5:39 here on the Brian Cashclaw Show. Let's take a look at your traffic today. Actually, the bridges are looking pretty normal considering for what we should be seeing at 5 o'clock today. Most of your congestion is in US 19 between Gulf to Bay and East Bay. So going northbound. So give yourself some extra time there. Moving on over to Hillsboro. Not quite the same story. We got some very heavy congestion from a accident at the 275 ramp. So that's just off the bridge. That's coming northbound on 275. Going up to Pasco, we have some serious congestion. State Road 52 at Curly Road. You're going to be sitting there through several traffic light cycles. So maybe try to avoid that area and maybe go over to 54 and shoot up 301. Current temperatures, actually, let's give you the forecast first. Tonight, 61 degrees for our peak clouds. Tomorrow, 79 is our high and sunny skies. Current temperatures, Zephyr Hills, 70 degrees with fair skies. Dade City, 70 degrees. And in downtown Clearwater, 72 with fair skies. More of the Brian Cash Claw Show coming right up after these messages. Looking for a little taste of Mexico? Well, you'll find it at Taquiera Viva Mexico, located at 1740 Drew Street in Clearwater, at the corner of Drew Street and Saturn Avenue. Give them a call at 727-286-6209. They deliver with Grubhub and Uber Eats. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's authentic Mexican food at Taquiera Viva Mexico. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. Since 1969, Royalty Fine Jewelers has been buying gold and diamonds, performing repairs, custom designs, appraisal services, and changing watch bands and batteries. Up to 30 to 70% off in-stock jewelry. Financing and layaway available. Visit them at 33871 US 19 in Palm Harbor in the Sable Ridge Shopping Center. Call them at 727-585-9399. That's 727-585-9399. And visit their website, RoyaltyFineJewelers.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book.
Cincinnati Chili Company.
Freeway.
Noodles, meat sauce, top it off with cheese. Four-way, five-way, onions and or beans. Add cheese, conies, make your meal complete.
The taste of Cincinnati Chili is now in Clearwater, Florida, with restaurant, dine-in, drive-thru, delivery, and catering. Always made fresh daily, and we only use full-size all-beef hot dogs.
Cincinnati Chili Company.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Welcome back.
Okay, so she said
start
we
to welcome back.
Okay, here we
promo.
Are.
This is a man. This is guys. What he's about to do a promo for. You got any promos to do, Miss Alex?
Nobody gave me any promos.
All right, do it for Gateway Subs. How about that?
All right, I'll do Gateway Subs.
And right. There's some phone on there.
Who? Who's on the phone?
Nobody's on the phone right now. We lost.
No. There is a phone in the studio.
We're looking at the promo for Gateway Subs. I met these boys. They were in here doing a show maybe 3 or 4 months ago.
You want to hear the story behind this? I mean,
these guys are doing great.
They're 4 college masters. Each one of them have masters degrees.
Like, yes, I can watch my video.
Right? They're 23, 22, and 25 years old.
Gateway Subs.
Gateway Subs. They open up a sub shop. You know, just 4 college kids. And you know they have the college look, too.
Sure.
You get what I'm saying, right? No, they. I mean, if you looked at them, you would say they're college kids.
Right.
Right. They had that look.
I should be one of those.
Right, clean college kids. So anyhow, so they come in, they do the show, he opens up. We did a live show on his second location, remote. So what does he do? He's open a year. There's a line outside, because I'm going over there just to say hello to him. There's about 15, 20 people in line to eat his subs. What does he do? He puts a half a pound of meat on his subs.
Oh, my goodness.
Whatever Subway puts, he puts twice as much.
No kidding.
And he slices everything to order.
Wow.
Right? What is that that he does? He puts a half pound on his? Is that what the deal is?
Yes, a half pound of meat. And how they do it is really cool because they put one layer of meat, cheese, all your toppings, and then meat on top to wrap it so none of your toppings fall out.
And then they bake their bread fresh every day.
Oh, man.
So anyhow, he gets the location open, right, Alex? And then what happens is he said somebody's phone's off. It's okay. So then, so what he does is he, what does he do? He opens, he does so successful at the first location. Guess what he does? He opens up a second location.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right? And then who did a live show at his second location?
We did.
Awesome.
And so now there's 3. of the boys left because one of them actually got a huge opportunity back home. And so he actually is back up in Iowa. But so we have Brandon, Morgan, and Grant.
Unbelievable.
And they are the nicest, just so well-mannered, like, I call them boys. They're just, but they have such good work ethic. Yeah. Grant was so tired after the second grand opening when we were there to do the radio show that he fell asleep in the booth.
Right. And then we're doing this drive for, did I tell you about it already?
I don't know.
I gotta tell you. So we're doing this drive to feed. And I should tell you about it too. Can I just tell you now?
Sure.
And then I think we're doing a drive. It's through our place. Now, what is it's for? Who's that for exactly?
Okay, so
because people say to me, can I just say what I get when I say?
Yes.
You say orphans, right?
Well, no. It's actually called Operation Toy Soldier. So what it is it's for families of veterans and people that are deployed. So that's where the toys go, to the families that are here to help out our veterans and our soldiers that are over there fighting. Well, maybe not fighting, but
okay, so how many years have we done this?
Geez, well, we always do something, but actually working with our place, it's probably like our seventh year.
But okay, I didn't even know. Yeah.
Well, because remember before we adopted a nursing home, but then COVID happened, so we weren't able to do that anymore. So
that was so fun, too.
Yeah, so we went.
So we're going into all the nursing homes, and we're talking to the people, and we wanted to talk to the people mainly that had no visitors.
Well, we actually visited every single room, and we got every single person a gift. But how it all started was basically one of our clients' husbands had to go to stay there for a while for rehab.
That's right.
So we went to visit, and they had a tree there, right? So they had names on the tree with little short little lists of like nothing that they wanted for Christmas.
Right.
And not one person had taken anything off that tree to adopt like any of the people.
This is how generous Tammy is. I just got to interrupt this. She took everything on the list, and tell me if this is not true.
That's true.
And she went shopping. And I don't even know how much it cost. You know, I never did ask you.
Don't ask.
But I know it was a lot of bags in the back seat.
You're not going to run out.
So then we went into every room. She does all this stuff, by the way. So we went into every room. But mainly what I got the kick out of was the people that said, that cried that no one's visited them.
Yeah.
We had two people that actually started crying because we visited them.
Oh, yeah. And
do you remember the guy from Boston?
Yes. Well, that particular man, okay, so our friend, she's also a pastor, right? So she had the one who was living there, his wife. So she had tried to go there a lot of times to minister to several of the people. They come down to the activities room, but a lot of people cannot, you know, they can't leave their room or don't want to. So anyways, this particular man was always grumpy, you know, and he just would never wanted to talk to anybody or anything. But, you know, you got to put yourself in someone's shoes. Maybe he was like that because he doesn't have family or they stuck him there and they don't talk to him. Who knows what? Maybe he's in pain all the time. We don't know. But anyways, he would happen to be one of the people on the list.
Oh.
So he was a Boston fan. And I went to, I don't know, someplace in the mall and I got him this big thing for his room to hang on the wall that was a Boston, I don't know, I think it was the Celtics. Yeah, that was his team. So he started crying. And he was so sweet. And he was like, I want to pray with you. That's what he said to
and
Tina.
And then guess what I did? I'm embarrassed as a man. Remember I tell you, man?
Yeah.
But I'm embarrassed to tell you this. Guess what I did? I started to cry.
Well, it was emotional.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. I started crying.
Think of how often you cry, right? As men, you don't even admit to it.
No, that's ridiculous.
But
honestly,
it's not ridiculous.
It is.
It's
because
not
society tells men they're supposed to hide their emotions, which is why people have issues in this world. You're supposed to feel your emotions, and you're supposed to come say what you feel. If you're sad, cry. So what?
Yeah, I just saw my property insurance bill.
Right?
I started to cry. It tripled. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my gosh. But I do also would like to talk about what we're doing. So
we're taking donations. We're hitting you up for money.
Well, for Operation Toy Soldier.
And everything's transparent, too.
Yes, but also, we are feeding homeless and needy families this year because there is a lot.
Do you have the picture of him where we're giving out the turkeys?
I don't have it in here right now.
On your phone?
My phone is recording Facebook right now. But that's okay. What we're doing, because there's a lot of families that have lost their homes and a lot of people that are struggling.
Yeah.
And so we just want to help and give back.
Okay, Tammy, you can't do it, I know. But just explain to them what you're killing me. It's
what?
Like you're talking at me, okay? Talk to me.
I am talking to you. You talk at me. But anyways.
Oh, back to your corners.
There you go.
But anyways, we are taking donations to help needy families and homeless and for the toy drive.
Bottom line is it's $175, okay? And that makes you a platinum member, or does it the $250?
No, we sort of restructured it so that you can do 100, 150, or 250. So we've got platinum, gold, and silver.
Okay, that's how it goes.
Yes.
So if you guys are interested in making a donation, that would be fine.
Yes.
And I don't want to put pressure on you on the air.
Oh, okay.
Say no, let me think about it on the air. Say yes and wink at me.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. So also, I
but this is something we're doing. We did really well with it.
Yes.
How many turkeys did we give out? It was like before COVID, 2 years ago. How many?
It was almost 2,000.
Right. And but you know,
that was with the Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center and a church that's in Tarpon, and they actually donated the church in the parking lot. It's big. St. Anthony's, I believe, is this.
Right,
but anyways,
right.
It was a drive through. So we had, that's how we had it set up. We had all these volunteers because we had a whole bunch of dinners we had to get to the people. So they literally drove through. One stop was to get the sides, and then the second stop was to get the actual turkey. And so we just did that all day until they were all given.
Right. And then mm-hmm. then Papa's Diner up in Tarpon agreed to, like, if we gave a voucher out, we'd give a free turkey dinner.
Right. And also,
and then we paid them for those vouchers,
yeah,
too. But,
so that they could actually.
But they ended up giving us a bunch for free, too.
Yeah, so they actually were feeding people that in.
Because a homeless person can't cook turkey.
Yeah, so.
And right. They, right, so right. We gave them vouchers.
Yep. So I would also like to talk a little bit about one of our clients, Alan Powell. He has a airport transport service. That's mainly what he focuses on, but he does any transportation to anywhere. He has a really nice car, and he's very dependable and on time. So anybody who's traveling for the holidays, or you just need to go somewhere, maybe you're here visiting, want to go from your hotel to go sightsee or something like that, give Alan a call, because he's extremely reasonable. Like I said, he's so personable. He's always on time. He'll wait for you. He'll help you with your baggage and things like that. And again, always on time. So give Alan a call at 630-842-9106, or you can shoot him an email at alanfpowell@gmail.com.
He really is a nice guy.
He really is. And right. He's
been doing it for a long time.
A really long time.
You remember
yes.
We were talking about interviewing people and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
So what I like to do is when I hire someone, because how many people do we have on right now?
Are you working with us? You
yeah.
Mean? Oh,
part
gosh. Like seven?
Okay, I think it's, yeah, 7 or 8. But anyhow, but when we have people we hire, what I like to know is, have you been in that industry for a little while? And the thing with Alan Powell is he's been doing it for like 20 years.
Yes. And
so you know that's his deal.
He specializes, sure. Especially in long distance. So if you need a ride like from here to Georgia or someplace like that, he's your guy. And he's very reasonable. And he's doing a promotion right now. It's $10 off any ride that's 40 or more. Or if you just need an Uber around town or wherever you need to go, give Alan a call, 630-842-9106. And I just want to say one more time, shout out to CNC Meat Market. You guys, he has everything. I was in there today. He has such great cuts of meat, and he'll do anything special to order.
Let our friend here do it. And give one for Alex to do, too.
All
do
right.
Do one of your famous commercials. Is this number two?
This is number two. I mean, all I can say is if you need a good cut of meat, CNC Meat Market on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue in Clearwater has some wonderful cuts of meat. They've got some wonderful sausage and shish kebabs. And go in there and support your local business. See if you can give these folks a little bit of help in selling some of that wonderful meat.
And you know what? He makes every cut to order. So say you want hamburgers. He'll pound the hamburgers out right there in front of you. I mean, it sounds silly, but, you know.
Well, that's important to a lot.
It's
of
all
people.
Fresh, right?
Sure, sure.
And then he takes the chicken, right, and he cuts it right in front of you.
Wow.
Well, right, you know what I'm saying? So it's all chicken. So I want my, or if he has quarters, right, he'll cut the quarters till we have a leg and a thigh. That's how I like it, actually. I'm a thigh guy. What's your favorite? This will tell me something about you, Alex.
Oh, I'm vanilla.
I need to know
I'm
what
vanilla
type.
All the way. I'm
what,
vanilla. I'm
what
vanilla.
Type? What's your favorite chicken part?
White meat.
But which one?
Oh, the breast, man.
That tells me something about you. He's a breast man.
I love getting my hands on that breast.
Yeah. He likes those white breasts.
I'm blushing.
Oh, my goodness.
It's white meat.
Yes.
Now, I got to ask you.
I just walked into a room full of men. I'm going to exit now.
So now we're going to find out about our friend Carlos. What's your favorite piece of the chicken?
Well, you're probably not going to believe it, but I like gizzards and hearts.
Very good.
That's really it. Yeah.
Yes.
A lot of people don't like chicken gizzards or hearts, but I do. I also like oxtails. That's not part of a chicken, but
and it's really expensive oxtail.
They
too.
Really are. You know, poor man's food seems to be the best food. And back in the day, they used to discard the tails, and now when people started buying them, they raised the prices. But
right.
They're
do
tasty.
You know what the African slaves ate in Boston and all that?
I have no idea.
Lobster.
Really? Because
well,
it was
yeah,
right there.
It was right there. That's what they
that
fed the slaves.
Sense.
And
really?
Yet now we consider that a delicacy, and it's
absolutely.
Like $35-$40 a pound. They would tell them just go like, go get your own lobster, and that's how they and they were okay with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible slavery, so I don't want to like. I'm just using it as an analogy with
enough,
food.
Yeah, sure.
But if you tell people slaves ate lobster, you wouldn't even believe it.
Wow.
So what do you think?
I think that there's a really good.
So how do we?
Where I'm East Bay. It's called Wholesale Beds Mattress Store. 4100 East Bay. So after you have those big,
hello?
Delicious.
Hey, we
cups.
Got Bruce on. Pipers.
Bruce. Pipers.
Bruce. Oh my gosh, Bruce is here.
Last 3 minutes.
The last 3 minutes. You gotta believe me, if I was making a movie, right? Also, can we sing Happy Birthday, Bruce?
Oh, we got Piper. Bruce.
We got a Bruce, you there?
Hey, I'm here.
Here, put it on. Happy birthday, Floyd.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Floyd does a lot for our company.
Does he?
He does the telemarketing. He does the organizational part of it. He's very organized. He's a college grad, and he's done his, you know, and again, you look for that for the commitment standpoint, right? Like he can take on an assignment and do it. So we're going to say, are you there, Bruce?
Hey, how you doing?
2 minutes.
We're going to sing, 2 minutes we got. We're going to sing happy birthday to Floyd. And just real quick, and can you be part of it, Bruce, too? Ready?
Happy birthday.
Ready? Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Floyd. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you all.
Make a wish.
Congratulations. You lived another year.
Wow.
Happy birthday. We appreciate you. We appreciate the pizza that Bruce sent, too.
And not just pizzas.
Oh, and the meatballs. And oh, my gosh, the chicken parm. Delicious.
Carlos.
Yes.
What's that?
You guys got the food?
Yes.
Excellent food.
We kept bringing it in. So you could tell us, Carlos, what you thought of the food when you were looking at it.
This food looks fantastic, I'll tell you that. Those meatballs look fantastic. The chicken parmesan looks good. There aren't too many good Italian restaurants around here, but that certainly came from one of the best ones, I'll tell you.
It is the best one.
I think so.
Yeah, I like to
I'm
dedicate.
I'm going to eat there as soon as possible.
Yeah, are you? You going to go eat at Piper's?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
You
absolutely.
Do?
Yeah, it's a good place. Excellent food.
Did
excellent.
You just hear that? How'd you find out about it?
From the coupon book.
You're not going to believe it. Did you just hear that, Bruce?
No, what happened?
Say it again. That's okay, say it again.
I found your place by looking in the Brian Cash Claus coupon book.
And he's been there once.
Awesome.
And how many times have you been there?
Just a couple, but it was good both times.
Yeah, and he has a big family, too.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.